Our reality check today looks at fledgling activism. Honolulu Civil Beats education writer Suvan Lee joins us today looking back at one of the rallies of late. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So I understand you were out there with the masses for that Black Lives Matter rally.
Yes, I was out there covering it for Civil Beat. The rally that happened a couple Saturdays ago on June 6th.
Yeah, that was quite a showing. It really was.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was officially the count was 10,000. And it's interesting because even the teens who organized the event didn't expect such a crowd. So it was just amazing to see them pull it off.
So you were able to track down the organizers.
Right. And I think something that I didn't appreciate at the time, and I'm sure many others did not, was that this event came through in about a week. These teens, many of whom didn't know each other, really started something on an Instagram group chat just to really process their thoughts and emotions about what was happening around the country following the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And what they did is they came together via social media to really to think about and organize an event to sort of commemorate the just this feeling that was taking place and to protest police brutality right here in Honolulu. So they organized via social media and planned this rally in a week.
I was just so amazed because I thought, all right, you can add that to your college application, you know, and help to organize, a rally with this size.
Sure. And I think what these high schoolers, many of them, they have very personal experiences and perspectives being Black individuals who spoke to me in our interviews about how they have siblings or relatives who, they're very concerned about their safety. And so this is a very, personal issue to them. And they really wanted to come together and do this here in this city because they live here and they're afraid for their friends and family on the mainland as well. So it was quite powerful to hear their thoughts about why this matters to them so much.
And, in your story, you mentioned how they kind of got together before this march and they were just kind of getting to know each other, sharing or creating TikTok videos. And it's just interesting to see this kind of activism emerge because of, what happened over the weekend with the rallies, with the kids, with the K-pop and TikTok, targeting the Trump rallies.
Right. I think that for some generations removed, it might be easy to view youth or young people as politically disengaged or inactive or disengaged from what's going on in the climate today. But I think that the protests that have occurred around Black Lives Matter in recent weeks proves that otherwise. Certainly a lot of the protests that have happened around the country have been organized by young people. And as some of my interviews have taught me, many of the protest movements of decades past have been organized by young people. So this is not a unique phenomenon, but I think just having heard the voices, the local voices here, was quite inspiring and teaches us that there is a lot of youth activism and engagement present today.
Now, some of the student organizers were from Radford, and I know that school community taps into the military families in that area. So I'm sure they've just got a variety of experiences, as they live around the world.
Definitely. Radford High School has a very high military student population. I think about two-thirds of its student body is military adjacent. And so they have moved around a lot, these teens, and while they haven't grown up in Hawaii, they've lived in various places. So the group chat was started by teens at Radford High, and it came to incorporate other area high schools, including a young woman from Moanalua High and Waipahu High, and it just started to incorporate all these different voices, and eventually this group chat was filled with dozens of teens, but then it kind kind of whittled down to about a dozen teens who were really sort of the core and most passionate voices on this dialogue. And so that's the group who sort of went forward and organized the rally.
All right. Well, good for them. Thanks so much, Suvan.
You're welcome. Thanks.
That was reporter Suvan Lee with today's Reality Check. Head to civilbeat.org for that story and more.